That's a lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
It kind of reminds me of Pop Rocks, but they don't pop, and it's in a stick.
It kind of makes you jaded towards everything, and you end up hating The Last of Us.
What did you fucking say?
Welcome to StrengthCast.
This is Phage from Arcane Cafe, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
Welcome to StrengthCast, episode 58. We have been doing other things in our show lately, and we've been neglecting the news. So this episode is going to be all about the latest news updates. We got a ton of fucking news for everybody. All kinds of crazy shit's been happening. Not even just gaming news too, but first we have something very important that we need to take care of. A brand new segment, strictly dedicated to our patrons, currently patron. This is Cat Says the Darndest Things. Our executive producer Malicide submitted to us something for Cat to say on air. And she will now read this for everybody.
We're doing that first, huh?
Yeah.
Start strong.
Get it out of the way.
Okay.
Let's get it going.
All right. Well, Malicide, this is for you. Hey, guys. It's Caitlin Kitty Cat Meow Meow McGuire. I'd like to read the first two chapters from my favorite book to you. The book is called The Poop That Took a Pee, written by Butters Stotch and published by Penguin Publishing Company. Chapter number one, Douglas had to poop. His butt was all stinky because he had to poop so badly. There was a gross woman named Rebecca who was sunbathing all naked and she was fat. Douglas walked up to her and said, "I need to poop." "Okay," Rebecca replied, "I like poop." Douglas squatted down over the fat sunbathing lady and went poop. The poop sat there on Rebecca's boobs looking like a wiener. Chapter number two.
Number two.
Oh. "Why are we here?" Douglas cried as poop came out of his wiener in a long, thin strip. It was wiener poop, which is the grossest poop of all. The pee-pee got on the woman's leg and she screamed, pooping out her boobs. And so when the pee got mixed with the poop, it smelled like a butt. And the poop and the pee lived happily ever after. Thanks, guys. Please head to Amazon if you want a copy. Love you!
Alrighty.
Scene.
End scene. That was pretty flawless, actually. Thank you to our executive producer, Malicide, for submitting that.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse, honestly.
Oh. Maybe I'll add a third another super executive producer option and we'll change that.
We'll find out if he has endless flows of cash.
But
see how much he's willing to pay to make me say more.
Check out Malicide's Twitch channel at twitch.tv/Malicide. So, why don't we get some news started there, Devin?
Oh, sorry, I was pulling a Sal. I can't read Sal's writing. It's okay. Too terrible.
That's actually Sam's right there.
Let's start with No Man's Sky.
Oops.
No Man's Sky.
We're in the wrong person.
What's going on with our game, No Man's Sky, that we all want to play?
Coming out June 21st of this year, 2016. I've already pre-ordered my limited edition on Amazon, by the way. You can get fucking 20% off if you have Prime.
Sweet.
If you pre-order any games on Amazon Prime, you get 20% off. That's fucking hardcore. I only paid $10 more for the limited edition. Only $10 more.
Jesus.
No, Amazon does not support this podcast. But
nor does Jesus.
No. Actually, he might. It's possible.
No, but Jesus.
It depends on which Jesus. RNG Jesus does. But No Man's Sky is releasing June 21st. I think we're all looking forward to this game. Damn it, I shouldn't have hung that on the mic.
Is it making noise?
Yes, it makes noise. Damn it. Damn it, cat.
Well, I am a cat. I'm like, I'm messing with it.
I put a shiny thing on the mic and cat is playing with it. And
shiny.
So is everybody else.
That well, shiny, so you say don't do something.
That shiny thing is our extra life. Ow! Our extra life metal. Silver metal. Okay. What else we got, Sal? News-wise.
Mass Effect Anaconda.
Oh,
that's what it looks like. What the hell did you write down, Sal?
Me Anaconda.
Don't want
pushed.
Yeah. That says Andromeda pushed to 2017. Jesus Christ! Learn how to read.
Anaconda don't want none okay, unless you got buns, huh?
You know, people actually go to school to be able to do shorthand for like doctors.
Oh right,
Sam learned it on his own, dude.
Oh yeah. Learned it on his own. Except I feel like people get misdiagnosed all the time.
So yeah, Mass Effect got pushed back till next year sometime.
What the fuck is going on over there? Oh,
that was actually your fault.
Inuyasha died. That's why I don't put him there anymore, because the mic always knocks his ass down.
So
I'm very sad about that.
I'm bummed. Yeah.
Mm. You did call it ahead of time, though.
I haven't even played Mass Effect, so
I haven't either.
I'm bummed.
It's probably going to...
I hate you both.
Sorry.
I'm guessing... I make
no apologies.
They didn't say specifically when next year, so I'm guessing holiday season next year.
Oh, that's forever.
That is forever.
That's probably going to be, dude. It's going to be like that.
That is forever.
And then we got Pokemon news.
Caitlin, some Pokemon news.
Sun and Moon is going to come out. And if you guys noticed, we have a little bonus episode where I'm talking with my friend Harold about it, because he's actually the one who told me the day before it was announced.
Straight bonus plus 10.
Somebody reliable leaked it. They've always called what the stuff's going to be coming out.
Yeah.
He has reliable sources everywhere.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it's probably going to be Sun and Moon.
I mean, the logo was legit. Uh-huh. So we didn't have any doubts that it was real. But ever since it was announced last week, there have been speculations and YouTube videos popping up everywhere about where it could be based off of and different Pokemon that might be new to the series. And Sal said it looks like there's one that's official, the new Eeveelution.
Mm-hmm. Eeveelution.
Yeah, it's going to be an Eevee that evolves to Metaform.
Upgrade.
Damn it, Navar. LeVar Burton Ray Pikachu.
Oh, man. Go Cosby again.
I consider that an upgrade from Cosby. But
yeah, they showed off what looks like a new evolution for Eevee. It's going to be a metal form. It looks pretty cool.
Looks pretty metal.
Yeah. Headbangs and all.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Uh-huh. And I've watched some videos with different speculations. I know one of the videos I watched, Gaijin Goomba, his channel, he released a video and was super excited, and he didn't really edit it at all. He just wanted to get it out there as soon as possible.
Sounds like this podcast.
Yeah, we just do shit.
We just throw it
fuck
on.
It. Do
sticks.
It live.
Throw whatever shit on the wall, it sticks.
But he is thinking that based off of the different artwork that we could see in the trailer that came out, if you slow it down, you can see really good pictures of some of the concept art. He thinks it's going to be based off Japan again, but I've heard other sources that say it's going to be based off Hawaii, and I've also heard another source that thinks it's going to be based off of Singapore.
I don't even know what this means.
Each
region is from like a different
part game.
Of the, yeah.
Of the world.
I thought we were talking about a particular Pokemon.
Oh, no, not the Pokemon.
This Pokemon will be based on Hawaii.
This is fucking racist.
No, the region will be based off
of.
Here's the token black Pokemon.
Here's the Mexican Pokemon. It's called Sal.
We just know it looks tropical. That's all we really know. It's going to be tropical based off of the concept art that we can see.
Hopefully it's Hawaii. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that idea. And some information leaked that might be real Pokemon. It might be fake, but there was a dolphin-looking Pokemon. There was a tropical plant looking one, and then the bird that looks kind of like a woodpecker. But some people say it looks like a hummingbird. So if it was a hummingbird, that would make more sense for Hawaii.
If we figured out that there's a spam Pokemon in there, it's off. It's Hawaii.
Right, that could be like the new Grimer or Muk. It's just spam.
No.
Spam Musubi Pokemon.
Trash Pokemon. That's
Trubbish.
Garbage. Trubbish.
Or the new ice cream Pokemon. It's spam instead.
It's a spam Musubi.
But there sounds like there's going to be a lot of interesting ones. There's going to be some based off of time. Because some information that leaked says there's 3 time Pokemon. So they think those might be the legendaries.
I just hope that it's not going to be like Clink Clank or whatever that one was. The fucking gears.
Mm-hmm.
Or the keys.
Yeah, there's some lame Pokemon out there. Not going to lie.
Chingling.
There's a lot of Pokemon.
Dunsparce.
I guess with the sheer number that they have so far, there have to be some duds.
Door.
Because even the original 150 had some duds in there, like fucking Execute.
Hey! Execute was awesome.
Wrong.
No.
You're just wrong.
It was amazing.
So... Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 gets an HD remake.
Anyway. And Devin is very happy about this.
Devin is super fucking pissed about this. And now Devin has to kind of eat his words because Sal said, oh, Resident Evil 7 is going to be action-y and crap. And I said, no, but Revelations 2 was so good. It'll be fine. No, Sal was right. It's going to be garbage now. Because not only are they doing the HD remakes for 4, 5, and 6, but when they announced it on Facebook, they called them action-packed favorites of the series.
Wow.
And if 5 or 6 is anyone's favorite that has played any game other than 5 or 6, that person is probably already dead.
Yeah, 5 was not my favorite.
Because they don't know how to breathe.
It was fun for a game, but as a Resident Evil, it was not definitely nowhere near my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite is probably the remake of 1 on GameCube.
That's a really good one. I'm really excited for the remake of 2, which, by the way, is now going to take longer because they're allocating efforts to remake 4, 5, and 6 with HD. Meanwhile, Resident Evil 2 HD still doesn't have a director.
Fucking Crapcom.
Yeah, fucking Crapcom. I believe I once applied to work for them. Super glad that didn't happen, even if it was in England.
Did they get better voice actors for the remake of 1? Or did they keep the same exact audio?
No, the voice actors were way better on,
okay.
on the remake.
At least they did that.
There was no, if you, the master of unlocking.
That actually to me makes it worse, though. I wish they had kept the original audio and just updated all the graphics.
Man, I just listened to that recently, and that was awful.
The remake of 1, though, was different, though. There were actually different creatures and stuff in it. A little bit of added stuff.
Well, that's nice when they remake games to add a little bit of content.
Yeah, so there was a tiny bit of shit that surprised you, that freaked you out a little bit. That changed it up a bit, which I remember.
Like, the hallway.
Which reminds me, Nate Bit has my copy of... the Resident Evil remake.
Nate Bit.
He still does music for our podcast, believe it or not.
Where's he at?
I don't fucking know.
I don't think he knows.
No, I don't think he knows either. His Twitter account is like all ads for random shit now.
Oh no. Did he go the way of bot death?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of appropriate for a name like Nate Bit, though.
Nate Bit Nate encountered Bit. Bot death. Bot
with an 8 in the name.
Yeah. What?
Nate yeah, has Nate, an 8 in the yeah, name.
N-8-B-I-T. Nate Bit. Like 8-bit.
I mean, it's a clever name. I like the name.
Clever girl.
Do you even look at our podcast online, dude? It's credited on every show.
Yeah.
No, I
just... Oh, you use Apple. That's right.
Aw. You're an Apple guy.
I have never... No. No. I am required to utilize Apple devices for work. Anyways. I would definitely not if I had the choice.
Required.
I think
you watch it. You're already on my shit list.
Oh, the four
You're on mine for using Apple.
Yep.
I think I can't argue that.
Of the four of us, Devin really likes the fact that Resident Evil is being remade the most.
God damn it.
So.
So we got.
We got sick.
We're coming up on the best news.
You can't
news.
Call out sick from the podcast.
Best news.
Says you. Best
news. Says Sal.
Monster Hunter Generations is coming out in the U.S. Ooh. A lot sooner than I thought it was going to be. It's going to come out this summer.
Nice.
And it's in the it was originally called Monster Hunter X in Japan. I thought I was expecting maybe next year sometimes it was going to come out, but they really pushed it forward and it's coming out this year. Oh. And you killed my slime. One experience point.
Pikachu versus green slime. Pikachu won.
It's not enough to level.
Well, summer's not that far away.
No, it's not. And I'm going to be playing the crap out of it. Probably me and Mikey are going to be teaming up.
Yeah.
Are you going to even be on the podcast during the summer?
Yeah. But I'll probably be here playing Monster Hunter.
You'll just be playing Monster Hunter while we're trying to record.
What are you guys talking about?
Slime dagger plus +5.
Poor slime got it up the butt.
But yeah.
Who's all stretched out? But yeah, they call it Monster Hunter Generations. Which is weird. I don't know why they renamed it. There's nothing generational about it.
It's fucking chaos here.
Yeah.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. But, oh yeah. Somebody's gonna get an eye out.
So, it's gotta be so.
No, I'm wearing glasses. So.
Shield.
Ubisoft is putting the kibosh on any kind of reviews for The Division coming out before the game's released.
Does that include reviews that they pay for to be good?
Yep.
Ooh.
That includes...
Hashtag Gamergate.
But, damn. Yeah, that doesn't bode well for the game, dude, which is kind of disappointing. They know that's it's going to be bad, I guess, and that's why they're stopping them from doing it. That's the only reason I could see them doing it, because it's Ubisoft. I think they done this before. I forgot for which one
they did. They done this. Oh no!
They done did this.
He found out that the butt scratcher is telescoping.
I just found that out too.
It's a back scratcher. How do you guys know?
We were saying it was really short back for a back scratcher. Butt scratcher.
Butt scratcher.
So
I'm just saying, butt scratches are the best.
I think The Division at release is, once they release all the reviews, they're going to be like, yeah, it's not much there.
I tried to get the tissue up.
In Uncle Touchy's shirtless podcast studio right now, bottle caps are flying. And since we're not wearing shirts, it's dangerous. Because Uncle Touchy's shirtless podcast studio.
Just don't hit the face.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Don't hit my face!
Oh, Jesus.
So, moneymaker.
And then Uncharted got delayed again.
That's usually what... Never mind.
It got a one-month delay, and then now it got 2 more weeks. So it comes out in April. Second week of April.
Uncharted? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Isn't there like 10 Uncharteds?
There's 3.
No, there's 3.
This one's called The Thief's End. And it's like going to be the last Uncharted game.
So it's all about Nathan Drake's ass?
Yep.
Okay.
Dude, have you seen
that?
Well, it's Thief's End.
There was some heat in those comments.
Yeah, dude.
There was some mustard on those words.
Dude, he's one hot dude. He has a great personality and a great ass.
I'm going to gender bend cosplay him. Show my boobs. Get many likes.
Get many likes. Yeah. Such cosplay.
Like there was some Kojima Grummis news.
What?
Kojima and Guillermo del Toro and...
Grummis del Toro?
Yeah. And Daryl from the Walking Dead.
Norman Reedus. You were almost there.
They've been hanging out a lot together, so they're probably producing... They're going to get ready to produce a game.
So specifically
they're butt buddies.
Probably both, but specifically recently, Reedus and Del Toro have both separately been spotted hanging out with Kojima. Now that he's going full force on the first game to come from Kojima Productions, so
the rumor that his first game out is going to be the Silent Hills reimagining thing is seeming much more likely.
PT was fucking amazing, and it was just a demo.
Speaking of slightly not game-related, but PT also got made into a short film by somebody or other.
Was it good?
I haven't watched it yet. But yes, it was amazing.
Is it a fan-made film, or did they, like, use game footage to make it?
It's a live-action thing.
That'd be interesting.
I think it's kind of a combo. It's, like, amateurish, but they put some money into it.
That game was... That was scary. Did you play PT, Kat?
No, she didn't have my PlayStation 4.
Oh. Kat can't handle PT.
Yeah.
Did you say, what is PT?
Yeah, what's PT?
She didn't have a PlayStation 4.
I'm not on Devin's good side today.
No, not even close.
She didn't have a PlayStation 4.
Well, you know
what,
though?
You're like negative 5,000 right now.
You know what, though? You can introduce me to PT.
You know what? I have PT on my PS4. We should make her play it on break.
Let's do that.
That would be an excellent bonus. Yes. Actually. Well, not on break. Make her play the whole fucking thing.
Don't tell me anything.
We'll make her play it on bonus. We will do that because I'm thinking this episode's going to be short.
Don't tell me anything.
And I have gas.
Because I have no idea what it is.
And the room is sealed.
Every time you guys say PT, I think PE, which is Parasite Eve. And I really like that
really
game.
Love when you said PE, I thought physical education.
That's a game that needs
PT
to be remade.
PT also means physical training.
That's a game that needs to be remade.
Parasite Eve really needs to be remade.
So, yeah, once we're done with the news, we'll go have her play that and we'll record it.
We will. With video.
Record
and audio.
Parasite Eve was kind of remade with Third Birthday.
Yeah, but it was not that great. It wasn't that
great.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
We'll all video record her playing it.
So, another thing in the news.
Is that what this show's about?
News!
Apparently, we're hacking up a lung.
News!
This is a black lung episode.
That's every episode!
Words and Monsters.
Yeah, so Huey Lewis in the news.
So Words and Monsters.
Words and Monsters got its release date, so for the blessed chosen few that still use Android devices.
Yay!
It comes out April 1st.
Yay!
And iPhone, it's going to come out August 1st.
Build 1. Every time I say Words and Monsters, I think about Word Muncher.
That's cool too.
Is that like Rug Muncher?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I was thinking the same thing.
Great minds.
Is that like a
munch? I was like, I know something that you guys munch. I don't.
But Spike would be totally okay with it if he did.
Yes.
Yes, he would.
So, Pokemon Go was going to be shown at E3, and then they ended up pulling it back. Which does not bode well for the game.
No.
If they were gonna debut it.
Well, it's like it's sort of like crazy cross-platform, right? Because you got so many different devices.
Well, it's mainly for mobile devices. So.
Yeah, but there's more than one type of mobile device, Sal.
There's Apple and there's Android. That's it.
And every Android has many different devices, and there are several different iPhones. So, trust me, I work on the web every day. I make responsive websites for fucking.
You mean while you're just talking away in fucking Hangouts, sending me porn?
He's witnessed me actually working and talking at the same time because I can do that. It's called.
And you don't join the chat because you're too lame and you just work all day.
Normally, I creep occasionally, and then I'll throw in like a one sentence comment if
I'd be creeping.
I'd be creeping. Then I got to go to meetings.
Yeah, you do a lot of meetings.
I'm a whole lot of creeps.
No, I think the reason they're not gonna show it is because they prematurely ejaculated and showed stuff that they shouldn't have, just to get buzz for it.
I really want to watch her play PT.
We're going to.
I know. I just like thinking about it now because she can't handle freaking Last of Us. We need to put down a puppy pad.
actually, that is legitimately a good idea.
I'll pee before we.
It doesn't matter. Get some newspaper or something.
I have puppy pads.
Legitimately, you should probably.
You have cats.
They're for him. Try to show a little sensitivity.
They're for monkey.
Oh, Sam, you want sensitivity?
Sam, we are recording it.
There you go.
Sam has incontinence, so
yeah.
He tends to pee himself.
I puppy pads in the bed.
So, going back to Pokemon Go.
To the podcast.
Pokemon Go.
Very disappointing.
Yes.
I really want to see Pokemon Go, because it's probably the only Pokemon game that I will play going forward if they ever get it out.
I feel like it would get people out more. Like, video game companies are always saying, we don't want you to stay indoors all day. We want you to, like, go out and have a life, too. But you'd still game. So here is a game that you can play and you can go out and exercise and hike or travel and...
I think if they do...
I really like the real-world exploration factor.
Yeah.
They should do a partnership with Fitbit.
Yes!
One of those...
Yes.
That's an amazing idea. Trackers.
And put out a Fitbit Pokemon Pokeball tracker.
I would buy that in a heartbeat. I've been wanting to get a Fitbit and I haven't made the step
punny.
Yet.
Punny. Puns. I would buy that in a heartbeat. That was cat. I'm surprised.
It's rare.
Yeah. A rare moment has been recorded on StrengthCast.
My sister's way better at belching than me.
Why isn't she on the show?
Because this is way too nerdy for her. She cannot handle this.
She can't handle the tooth. So, that pretty much does it for the news. We're going to take a break and then come back, talk a little bit more about what happened to Caitlin while she was playing PT, and maybe have a mystery trailer and then finish up on everybody's face, neck, and chest.
All right, sounds good.
Let's break!
If you like STRcast, there's a chance you'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Get up!
This is Lizifer reporting in from Anime Impulse. You're listening to StrengthCast.
Now, do not start it until the camera is rolling.
Yeah, let's do the camera. We should have set up.
Oh, is it going to get intense that quickly?
Well, we just have to be prepared.
But are you going to record too? Maybe get a shot so you can see from behind and what she's doing. And I can get her reactions.
Maybe you can do that so.
I'm scared now.
My phone storage is not great. It'll probably cut off at random points.
Okay, here we go.
Just close it.
God damn it.
Just close one of the tanks. That was pretty awesome.
Were you playing with Mo?
No, but I was playing by myself.
Nope. Oh.
So by the way, it's very important that Samson never deleted this from his PS4. Because it is now eternally gone. You can't ever get it back.
Yeah.
What?
It would never delete it. You can't get this game anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And PS4s with it on it were being listed on eBay for like a grand or
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's like Polybius.
Jesus. I don't know if I like you guys sitting behind me.
I know I do.
Yeah. I think it's appropriate they should be sitting behind you for this.
Just some nice ominous force.
Like on edge.
This also looks really creepy in this light.
I promise that I probably won't scare you too frequently.
Okay.
I'll let the game do it.
I'll take what I can get.
Takes a long time to load, though, doesn't it?
Apparently.
So it just adds to the suspense. Watch out the gap in the door. It's a separate reality. The only me is me. Are you sure the only you is you?
Those two cockroaches are done.
Looks like it.
The father of Richard's wife was used in the crime at his local gun store. When his 10-year-old son came to investigate the commotion, the father shot him too. His 6-year-old daughter had the good sense to hide in the bathroom.
Wait. What the fuck? I don't like you pointing the camera at me like that because it feels like something scary is going to happen right now.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Who are these guys? Is that me? Lots of smoking. Old banana peel. Keys. Radio that I can't hear anymore. Can I go in here? No? Okay. Alright. Okay. Why? Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me in, fucker. Chocolate pills? Lots of pills.
Tweety, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Conway Tweety.
Dude, lots of fucking pills. What are these pills? Well, I'm pressing X, but.
What? Doors and those two.
Oh, okay.
Just push X.
Okay, so.
If going forwards doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll have to go back.
Just push X.
Wait, there's a teddy bear. Hold on, I just, okay, teddy bear, pills, beer cans.
Something's a little bit different, though.
What?
Was it that dark before?
Behind me?
In the hallway?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you guys. I don't like this. It's not working! Oh my god. Is this one of those where I turn around and there's something?
Nope. There. You're fine. It's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah, right. I don't... You're lulling me into a false sense of security.
No, we're not. It's all right.
That voice says otherwise. Okay, what's different? Nothing? What's that green bag? No, okay. That was there before. That was there before. Oh my god, it's open! Just so you know, I might throw this controller.
It's fine. I can buy another.
Of course, it's the same room.
The TV, on the other hand, you might want to replace if you break it.
Oh, I'll throw it your way. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Jesus. Crazy person in that room. Oh god.
How do you feel about that?
I feel wary. Uh-huh. Yeah. No one over there. Okay. You're gonna make me go over there. No. People die when they walk towards the thing that they saw. Can you die in this game?
Well educated. Oh.
I'm just gonna go for it! Ah! Okay, alright. Uh-huh. Yep. Lights are back on. Do you die in this game? This is just an endless wandering of the same fucking room.
I'm gonna spoil it, you told us that too.
Your answer is silence.
Am I playing the entire game? Oh no, don't make me look in the mirror. That's the worst. What is that?
Was that an aborted baby or something? That's an aborted baby. That explains the cry. For now. For now. How long are we playing this game?
A little bit longer.
Because I'm, like, stressed out now.
It's dark.
I'm just not happy with any of this, actually. I killed my pregnant wife, didn't I? I killed my pregnant wife. That's what makes sense.
Son came to investigate the commotion. The father shot him too. His 6-year-old daughter has no chance to hide in the classroom, but reports suggest
5-year-old son, 6-year-old daughter. No!
Shot once in the chest.
Oh my God! Why?
Gouged it out.
I don't want to look.
Do it again.
Why?
I don't know. Can you do it again?
No.
Alright.
Oh my God. I don't want to look. Something happened.
The radio stopped.
Yeah, it did. And before it was just the woman.
The door opened though.
Huh. I don't like this. Please don't kill me. Okay, the baby's crying. I get it. What am I supposed to do with the goddamn baby? I don't think it's coming back from that.
This is the best line ever.
She's not wrong.
No.
Baby, I don't know what you want me to do for you. I know you're upset. It's open.
It is open.
I'm enjoying this peace. I have
the
right
peace
now.
Of the baby crying?
Yeah, that's better than the alternative.
What is the alternative, though?
Getting fucking eaten by that fucking psycho bitch. It's just trees. Why do we just have pictures of blurry trees and mountains? And what looks like the fucking hallway I'm in.
That was normal.
Good job.
Oh, normal! Why did it get dark? I know, dude! Oh, wait. I know. Oh, God. I didn't like that. What happened?
Something fell.
It sounds like someone's in the bathtub.
Why don't you go have a look-see?
I don't want to. Please don't make me. Oh, my God. Is that blood dripping from the ceiling?
Could be.
Yeah, but you're going to have to go look.
Oh my God, I don't want to anymore. Someone do it. I can't.
What? Go look and then we'll stop.
I can't. It's so stinky.
You must.
Just go look and then we'll stop.
You promise?
Yeah.
After I look at the blood.
Yeah, just go look at the blood.
Jesus Christ.
Just look at the flowers.
What the fuck is that? There's someone in the fucking fridge?
Watch Kat, season 6.
You played PT for the first time, and right now you look like you have PTSD.
Man, my mind is blown.
And you got poopies.
That was a good. It was a good game. I really liked it, even though it was just a little teaser.
And Devin finished it for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
It took us a while to get there, but we figured it out.
You know, actually, in the scope of things, it didn't take us that long. Compared to like a lot of people's experiences online, even with guides, it tends to take people days of trying off and on.
Yeah. That
stupid fucking second laugh.
Yeah.
And then the worst thing, too, is when, if you are flying blind, you get the second laugh, and then you move. So then you can't trigger the third, so you have to start all over.
And what was the name that we whispered?
Jareth.
Jareth. I don't know why that works.
Because he molested children.
Because the Goblin King steals children. No,
Did you hear that he gained like 30 pounds in 3 months in jail?
Jared. Jareth.
No, Jared.
No, but you're supposed to say Jareth, not Jared.
I'm guessing either because it's something for the shitty mics that came with the PS4 to easily pick up.
Mm. It might have been.
Or internet mumbo jumbo.
It worked, motherfucker.
The sound of the name works.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a, like you have the first sharp pronunciation, so you know you're saying something, and then the F with the whisper trails off.
Maybe it was just supposed to be mumbo jumbo. Yeah, the intonation. But Jareth worked.
Yeah. Or if you want to give the internet way more credit than it probably deserves, maybe it's the father character's name.
I think it's the baby's.
The baby's name is Jareth, I think.
Yeah, I think the baby's name is Jareth.
The only name we really know is Lisa, right?
Yeah, that was the wife.
Good old Lisa.
But I think that was the baby. That was going to be the baby's name because most of the narration was through the baby's eyes. He's like, good old dad.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It goes and kills us all.
But I never figured it out. Was the character that we were playing, was he the husband, or was he just someone random in the house?
Well, the husband killed himself. He hung himself with the
everybody was dead except for Redith.
Yeah, but...
But we don't know who Norman Redith's character is.
One of the many theories that there was surrounding it was that it was called Silent Hills because it was going to be about multiple dimensions and realities and stuff like that.
Right.
Hence the comment, like, are you sure the only you is you? So it could have been the father character and Norman Redith with the same thing, but...
Just in different alternate dimensions.
Different dimensions or ages or whatever.
Love shit like that. That's awesome.
It's a good time.
The game is a great experience. I mean, even if we don't ever get to play... the game that would have been, that trailer, that teaser was a lot.
Yeah.
Itself. But it is disappointing if we don't get to actually play a game, the full game. But, as we know, Kojima and Del Toro and Redith have all been messing with each other a little bit. They're, you know, they're playing a...
That's a way to put it, I guess.
A grab ass in the back. It's been proven, you know.
It is known.
It is known.
To see Redith in video game form...
Other than that shitty walking dead game.
The only actor I've seen, and it's an actress, is the girl who plays Juno.
Yeah.
Ellen Page.
Beyond Two Souls.
She's in Beyond Two Souls. And she even, her character in Last of Us looked like her too.
I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
What?
I didn't even hear what she said because you interrupted.
I once had a Willem Dafoe under my bed.
Oh. Not what you said. What she said.
Ellen Page is in The Last of Us, right? She plays
the girl? No, she does not play Ellie, no.
Really?
No.
It sounds like her.
She almost sued because it looked a lot like her.
No, yeah, it looked just like her.
She is actually in Beyond Two Souls, and it's actual her character model in Beyond Two Souls.
Right.
But
it's mocap.
She does mocap for that one. But
I could have sworn that she did Last of Us because I thought it sounded like her too, and I was like, oh, that's cool. They made it look like her.
No,
they were different chick. Supposedly they were trying to make it sound and look like her,
the voice actress is from Blind Side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not the Blind Side. What is it called?
From movies.
No.
Don't even try, Sal.
Well, she was in the Avengers for sure. She was in the Avengers towards the end. But
yeah, she is Kitty in X-Men, isn't she?
No, that's Ellen Page.
That's Ellen Page. No. God damn it.
No, it was a blind lady. She at the end of the Avengers, she goes, Captain America, save me. He's a hero.
You guys are all wrong.
I'm just getting those two girls mixed up.
Well, she's in the current series on NBC where some lady with tattoos and stuff, she has to stop terrorists.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she's a nerd on there.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. A squint.
Yeah.
You're squinty.
Throw it.
Yeah, just throw your phone out the window, apparently.
It's a squint.
Squint. Ashley Johnson. Ass faces.
I mean,
it's
anyway.
Yeah, she's on a series right now. We're watching it, actually.
I don't believe you. So.
She's a scientist. Well, look at her current work.
I don't care.
Look at her.
We're done.
I thought you were gonna say look at her tits for a second.
Yeah, those two.
Sounds like something.
I think she showed them in American Beauty.
He even knows when and where.
Oh, she's the girl in American Beauty.
I think so. The one that has like one offset titty.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Is that her?
Nope. That is somebody else entirely.
We're all so wrong. Yeah.
To be fair, I can't be wrong because I'm not submitting an opinion.
Yeah.
Or you can be wrong for not
submitting
an opinion.
I'm just making shit up and throwing it out
Incorrect.
There.
Incorrect.
Anyways, so Sal, did you have a mystery trailer? Is that what we're doing?
Yep, we got a mystery trailer.
It's going to suck.
It's called Deepest, Darkest Dungeon.
Oh, fuck.
No. No, it's called Layers of Fear.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Layers of Fear.
I already have that.
There's a gameplay trailer on the PS4. It came out 3 weeks ago. Look it up on the YouTubes. Layers of Fear. Which probably means a dirty butthole.
Alright.
Layers of Fear. Okay, let's go watch the trailer and then we'll be right back. And Camilo Sepugo.
You want to do one more outro?
We're gonna take a break.
Be right back.
We're gonna take a break after we watch a trailer for a little bit of Mr. Trailer. I guess
it's gonna be on the PlayStation 4.
Did it get like a legit full release now?
Yeah, it's gonna be on the PlayStation 4, and it's a gameplay trailer.
I didn't know it was done yet. That's cool.
So let's watch Layers of Fear. A little bit of Layers of Fear.
Layers of Fear.
And then we'll be back and then we'll.
Jareth.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of layers of hair. Alrighty, let's go for a break.
Break time.
If you are still listening, you either love us or you're passed out in a drunken stupor. No matter which, go to iTunes and rate and review STRcast. The nerds understand it is a complex task, as the iTunes podcast app is more broken than the Ten Commandments. However, if you do rate and review STRcast on iTunes, the nerds would be forever in your debt. Also, please visit strengthengaming.com for video game news, reviews, and exclusives. And be sure to subscribe to STRcast. You wouldn't want to miss any of this.
Hello, this is Eileen Monty, and you're listening to StrengthCast.
But Layers of Fear.
That looks pretty scary.
That looks pretty good. It's got a little bit more gory-looking stuff.
And I will say, too, I've spent some time playing it.
Evil Bob
actually,
Ross.
Already on Steam. And it, the...
Oh, so it's not on, out on PlayStation yet, but it's on Steam.
I don't know if the full game is out on Steam yet. It's been in alpha for a year.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about this, I think.
Yeah. So I've been playing earlier builds of it. I don't know if it's complete on Steam yet. But from the pieces that I played, like, even the trailer, as good as that was, didn't do it justice. Like, actually playing the game is really trippy.
But it's only on Steam right now, not on PlayStation.
Yeah, not yet.
Is it heavy on the paint? I noticed there's like a painting theme to it. Like, your character is creating the paintings, and there's paintings lined
Ross.
Along the walls everywhere.
It's basically
put in a
Bob
fucking
Ross.
Tree right here.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like the protagonist is like some kind of painting mastermind that drove himself like farther than people should ever go with artistic desire to make things better than what he does.
Desire.
And there are some questionable aspects of that, but...
Ass-rape desire.
Yeah, lots of story, apparently.
And ass-rape.
A lot of wandering, a lot of ass-rape.
A lot of ass-rape.
Are you going to just be able to push X? You gotta push
Is it rape o'clock?
Actually, you can just push the stick. For the most part.
Dude, pushing X did not help with PT.
Push X.
It did for the gouging.
For gouging.
Yes.
But it had a big blue X on it.
I was going to say, I felt really stupid the first time I played PT.
Yeah.
Because I never gouged. Like, I had to, like, wander around for fucking hours before I did that. And yet, right on the painting, there's a big blue fucking X, just like the PlayStation controller.
But, I mean, come on. Like, the game does not give you much to work with. You just walk Shaving. Around and you figure it out.
I just did yesterday. Yeah, Shaving. No, it's true. I mean, you're not really expecting it, but we'll still. A big blue X in the middle of a dark game.
Yeah.
I felt dumb. But that's why, I don't know if you heard me when you were passing by, but I told you to channel your inner Spike.
Yeah.
Just press X.
Oh yeah, I heard
just
that.
Press X.
I was like, okay, I'll press X. Oh, shit! That worked!
One of the few times Spike can ever be taken seriously.
When you just need to mash the X button.
Well, that's a good trailer. I would say I hadn't heard of it, but apparently I think Devin already told me, but I just didn't look at it.
Well, you don't listen when I talk,
I don't listen to Devin. Especially when he talks about iOS games. Not that that was an iOS game, but I remember you saying something about an iOS game. That was cool when I was like, fucking iOS, dude.
That's correct. Actually, as a matter of fact.
Was it the same episode?
No, that was the game Forgotten Memories that I wouldn't shut up about.
Forgotten Memories. Yeah.
That's coming out on PS4, I think, this year also.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know if it's gotten a hard date yet, but it's soon. And then you'll have no excuse but to play it.
Or leave it open in the background so people think I'm playing it. Dude, I'll be watching
Back Scratcher.
I'll be watching Hulu and then I'll get fucking invites from Mo.
What?
Yeah, I get invites from Mo while I'm watching Hulu, and then I get a text message, and he's like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, I'm watching Hulu, motherfucker, and he's like, it says you're playing what? I'm like, what? Well, it's because it's open in the background. Fucking PlayStation, I guess, tells your friends
what you're
that
playing.
You're playing, even when it's not active.
Yeah, if you didn't have an active game and you were watching Hulu or Netflix, it would say you were watching Netflix or Hulu.
Yeah, but I.
But if there's a game in the background, anytime you're playing the game.
When I'm playing a game, the easiest thing to do is to just PlayStation button out and then go do something else. It takes too long to do anything else, like close the application.
Well, yeah, you suspend it.
Yeah, it suspends. Okay, but even when it's suspended, it still says you're playing it.
He invited me to play World of Tanks, too.
But, of course he did. He invited everybody to play World of Tanks.
But
he did
I
not invite
it.
Me to play World of Tanks, because I like cops too much.
Yeah. Wait.
No, that's Spike.
Oh, no, Mo doesn't like cops.
Oh, no, Mo was in on that.
No, Mo
was
in
on that. Mo's a persecuted black man.
Persecuted black woman.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Is right. Reverse vitiligo. Or no, vitiligo, right? Uncle Ruckus had reverse vitiligo. He gets getting black every year.
I'm just saying Rockers. Spike is infamous for it now because Andrew always forgets which one of you is which. So when I tell him something, he's like, Spike, that's the one that hates cops, right? And I was like, yes, dear.
Which is recent. That only happened like a week ago.
I know, but he has used that twice now.
Did you say did he ever? Yeah, he met Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Say the big giant fucker.
Before the cop here, he said the guy who made the helmets.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I said yes.
That's right. He was at the show too.
I would stick to Young John Candy.
Yes.
But sure, I guess helmets too.
Yeah. I guess I made an impression on him. I think he thought it was impressive.
I wonder if he would say, no. Leave the helmet on.
Because we all know that Sal's the Mexican.
Z-Mexican.
Yes, that's what I say. Sal's the Mexican.
Sal's the Mexican. I could see that at home, like...
Trying to explain.
I just say Spike is the big guy who does impressions. And but that he's not satisfied with it. He's like, oh, the guy who makes helmets, right? Yeah. Oh, the guy who hates cops, right? Yes.
All right.
Who's Devin? The guy with the wife. It's because he's met his wife.
Yeah, that's true. He did. They did meet at the show at Anime Impulse.
Yes. So that's why I say the guy with the wife, even though you have a wife.
Yeah, I do. But she's.
But he knows who
here,
you are.
She was. Yeah, it's kind of hard to miss my giant head through the microphone. You can hear my head through the headphones.
You can hear the mass of it just bringing the whole room down.
You feel the gravitational waves.
That's what that feedback is on the mic. It's not phones.
It's just your head.
It's the gravitational pull from my head.
We're like literally throwing kicks at him and they're flying around him.
Yeah.
Catch orbit.
That's no moon.
He asked me like, he's like, who's that one guy that I used to see? And I was like, I don't know.
The one guy that I used to see.
I don't know,
babe. Capacity.
I didn't know that any of us dated him.
Yeah, like give me more information. He's like, he used to be around all the time, and he was like one of the main guys. And I was like,
Bubba?
You mean Bubba?
Oh,
and
he was Baldy.
Like, yeah, what happened to him? And I was like, oh, he's not here.
He's gone.
He's fighting for the Suntaran
Empire.
For the Suntaran Empire.
I still submit that Bubba does not exist.
He does, but very. I mean, what, like the unicorn.
He's Cookie Puss.
What he's happened?
Schrodinger's Bubba.
Schrodinger's Bubba.
Anytime he was on the podcast, that can of Coke that says Bubba on it was sitting in a chair, and Spike was doing a different voice for him.
Did you get the blue
There's
one?
There's no actual human.
Or the orange one? Which slot?
I mean, yeah, I've met Bubba on several
Bubba
occasions.
Bubba has the orange one.
I've only met Mo on one occasion.
Bubba has an orange slime.
I've never met Mo, nor have I had any real confirmation that Mo is a real person.
No, because he doesn't fucking exist anymore. He's always in his cave.
Yeah. I don't currently fully support that Mo or Bubba exist.
Yeah. Well.
And so far they haven't stepped up to change that opinion. So they'll just have to come here one day.
Yeah, you need to perform the Yeti ritual. Yeah. You need to run around naked in the zenith of the blue moon while shaving your scrotum.
Since the last person in this room finally started playing Dragon Age, I think we should do an episode at some point that has to do with Dragon Age. Since
Seven years later, you have to ask me twice.
Finally started playing it.
That's pretty much all we talk about at work now.
We need to recruit Ashley because she knows everything about it.
Every time I post a picture, there's either a like or several comments from your wife on Facebook.
She's highly obsessed.
Your wife is very sweet by tagging me in that shirt thing.
The
four different shirts, and she's like, you can have this one. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but that's awesome.
Yeah, because you're not even there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Those shirts are just like things that they made up for shirts, right? Those aren't actual things in the game.
That's
what I thought. I mean, the names of towns or cities or whatever.
They're things, but it's not necessarily things that you would see or encounter.
There's not the Ferelden Hounds, but isn't like a soccer team or anything in the game.
Well, that's the joke, because they're jerseys, but no, it's just a reference to, there's a place called Ferelden, and they have a lot of dogs, so Ferelden Hounds.
Right.
Yeah, and I do like dog meat.
Deventer is full of magisters.
I like dog meat. Work,
so. Magisters. What?
Dog. My elf could totally ride dog meat into battle. He's so huge, and she's so tiny.
With a Kamari?
Mabari.
Did you get him?
You could ride a Kanari too, though.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
As he remembers fondly.
Yep.
I got
the horns from the bull.
But Stan doesn't have horns. What's his name?
Stan.
He doesn't have horns.
We're talking about something else.
Okay, whatever.
But no, Sten does not have horns.
Nope. But the bull does.
The bull does.
Big horns. Maybe we'll have a Dragon Age episode at some point. I think we're done. I think PT wrapped it up. History made on this episode, though, because it's the first time any of us have played a game together.
Yay! That was fun!
It took more than 58 full episodes, but we're at almost 70 if you count all the bonuses. Or 68 then. Yeah.
No.
85. No.
85. Live math. Don't forget 20, 82. 30, 80. 80.
4.
3.
2. 1.
420. If you count all the stuff that has not been added to it.
Also, you're not allowed to say 1. It's Ichiban.
Ichiban!
Oh,
that was
loud.
Yeah, you gotta say
it loud. Not echoed, and I don't have the headphones on.
You gotta say it loud. What is he doing?
Oh, no. Trying a penis. Penis!
Yep, it's a dick.
Yep, it's a dick.
Excuse me. Cock and balls.
Cock and balls. Yeah.
Pee-pee.
PT. Pee-pee. Peerness. But yeah.
Looks like it has some sort of...
What? What's wrong with the balls?
Deformity happening.
What's happening? Is it... Does it have shoes?
Looks like a potato.
I mean, I'm looking at it upside down, so... Maybe I don't know.
No, it looks like it's got little legs.
We're going to put shading in here. We're going to put a happy bush.
I was doing this Bob Ross thing.
We'll put happy clouds of jizz. See how happy it is? He gets a smile. Give him a smile. Happy jizz cloud.
That's really generous.
He's taking a lot of vitamin E.
And someone's getting a lot of vitamin D.
So we need to...
Hey, everybody needs the D. Yeah. Even me.
Especially you.
Jesus Christ. Well,
yes.
No, Harold isn't here.
Oh, my Harold.
That reminds me, I need to go see Asian Breakfast Jesus Christ. It's another story. Go ahead.
Korean Jesus has Korean shit to do, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, not Korean. All Asian right. Breakfast Jesus Christ.
I know Armenian Jesus. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
That's good. You should be friends with as many Jesuses as possible.
Yeah.
Just because you never know.
Yeah. When you might need to be...
Killed?
That about wraps it up,
Ratchet.
This episode just doesn't want to end. I'm sorry. It's trying. But it won't. We're 2 episodes away from 60 full episodes, so
it that's just when we start end. Getting dementia and just
we're old. Random
the geriatric shit. Years.
Right. 2 more episodes from retirement.
Are we going to make it a special?
God 60? Damn it, I was a week away from retirement. Maybe.
When something interesting happens.
We could make something interesting happen.
Yeah, we could do that. Polybius was interesting.
Polybius was fucking crazy.
Which reminds me, you should go and check episode 57, the Polybius show. It was the found footage they found after they discovered our bodies in a ditch somewhere. So yeah, and look out for patrons. Look out for some sick behind-the-scenes video coming up soon.
Sick.
Whenever I get to it, because Sal's computer keeps dying all the fucking time.
That's just old, dude. Right there. No, it's old. It's an old computer. I'm surprised it's still working.
All right. Good night, you fucking nerds.
Good night. See you.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, what up? My name is Freddie Wong, and you've just listened to the Strength Cast. I used to play video games. I play Guitar Hero. That's not a real game, though. That's a music game. Everyone made fun of me for that.
Hooters for shooters. So if you showed your boobs, this is for chicks, of course, you get free shots.
Damn it, but
Winkies for drinkies.
Could have shown my boobs.
Winkies for drinkies for dudes. Nice. I went up there, so I was like, what? I go, what? Well, what? How do I get a free drink? And they go, Winkies for drinkies. And I was like, you don't want to see that. But I did see some titties. They were small, though.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, like really small.
Like almost non-existent?
Petunco. Yeah. Negative space.
Like just nipples.
Yeah. There's a negative space there.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just being weird. Anyways.
I'd probably do that.
Winky? You gonna show your little
Look at my winky! Give me a beer!
Now you think I'm gonna go here, and then they go, woo!
Yeah, Spike has to be present if you do have a winky, though.
No! No!
Why would he? As soon as she did that, she'd disappear.
Nah, because, yeah.
She go camouflage. Say, where'd she go?
Oh, Jesus.